I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Tuesday, May 12th. The Ohio Consumers Council is asking utility officials to review Southwest Ohio energy provider AES Ohio's request for an increase in its transmission rates. AES Ohio filed the request with the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio in March. AES hopes to have the new rates go into effect by June 1st. This comes after the utility was approved for a rate increase less than a year ago that added nearly $5 onto consumers' monthly bills. The increase that AES is now seeking would add about $1.49 onto the average monthly bill for residents. The Consumers Council said in a statement that it's concerned that AES could shift data center utility costs onto residential customers. The Consumer Council wants a hearing to determine whether the request is reasonable. They also want audits of AES Ohio's billing practices. The rest of Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost's term will be filled by a leader with ties to Clark County. The Ohio Department of Public Safety Director Andy Wilson has been appointed to the temporary role. Wilson began his career as a trial prosecutor in Clark County in 2002. Then, in 2011, he was appointed to serve as the county's prosecutor and was reelected two more times. Wilson says he plans to review all the cases the AG's office is involved in, such as the retrial of two First Energy executives in September.
My plan is to sit down with the staff that is over there. I've learned through my career that trial prosecutors know the best about each and every case. I'm going to go through each and every case that they have, and I'm going to evaluate each and every case on its merits.
Ohio voters will select a new attorney general in the November election. Ohio resident Jim Obergefell was the lead plaintiff in the Supreme Court case that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. Recently in Yellow Springs, he spoke about growing attacks on LGBTQ rights and efforts to challenge protections he fought to secure. WYSO's Lee Wade reports.
More than a decade after the Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage nationwide, Jim Obergefell says he's alarmed by the political direction the country has taken on LGBTQ plus rights. He says when the marriage equality decision came down in 2015 in his case, it felt like the country was moving forward. But now, he says, that progress feels uncertain.
Another emotion I feel, unfortunately, is anger at how our society, our state, our country continually attacks the queer community, especially the trans community. And, you know, 11 years ago when the marriage equality decision came down, it felt like our country was heading in the right direction. And these days it doesn't feel that way.
Obergefell pointed to what he sees as a political backlash following the legislation of same-sex marriage, and he emphasized the importance of solidarity across marginalized communities and urged both LGBTQ plus people and allies to stay engaged through voting, advocacy, and storytelling.
I didn't go to the Supreme Court just so white cisgender gay men could get married. I went so anyone could marry the person they love. And that experience changed me profoundly. And I have to keep fighting to make sure all marginalized communities have the ability, the right to live their lives on an equal footing and enjoy all of the same rights, protections, and responsibilities.
For WYSO, I'm Lee Wade.
Central State University's radio station will celebrate the homecoming of some of its historic audio Wednesday, May 13th. It's part of a broader effort to preserve radio history at historically black colleges. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
The HBCU Radio Preservation Project started working to restore old CDs and reel-to-reel tapes from WCSU last year. Outreach coordinator Phyllis Jeffers-Coley says those digitization efforts are complete. Now all that's left to do is celebrate.
The acknowledgement that they have invested the time, the energy, the resources, and made the commitment to preserving this sound.
The preserved audio captures campus and community life since the station's start in 1962. It includes interviews with state politicians, civil rights leaders, and local community members. Jeffers-Coley says her organization also added to the archive. It recorded 12 oral histories with former station managers and staff about WCSU's legacy. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
Look for increasing clouds today with a high temperature in the middle 70s. Those clouds will bring a chance of rain later tonight and into early Wednesday, maybe a thunderstorm. Lows tonight near 60 degrees, a bit breezy tonight as well. Rain should come to an end on Wednesday. Dry for Thursday and Friday, and then a taste of summer this weekend as temperatures get well into the 80s Saturday and Sunday. And that's WYSO Today for Tuesday, May 12th. I'm Mike Fraser.